Well, we're talking a lot about all of the bloated nature of American politics, whether it's Trump or even Harvey Weinstein or Kevin Spacey or any day, every day is different, whether it's Louis C.K. or, you know, there's always something. So it's going to be good.
I can imagine it would be, yeah.
Yeah, savage brand of comedy. That's how your show is labelled up. This sounds quite interesting because some of the subjects you mentioned then, certain people wouldn't go anywhere near, but you seem quite fearless.
Well, I think because, you know, it's really kind of this incredible shift in the way that we're looking at Hollywood and the way that we're looking at men in general. And so I think it's time for women to really kind of stand up and speak out, and it's cool. I love it.
I suppose it's, I mean, over the last year, I mean, what with Trump coming in, and I've spoken to a number of comedians, and some have, you know, found it, you know, quite interesting, and there's been plenty, obviously, of material to go out. How's it been over the last sort of 12, 18 months since sort of Trump has got in and everything that's sort of happened since? Has it been easy for you to put a tour together and put material together?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's also just embarrassing. So when we're coming abroad, it's mostly that we just have to apologize for Trump and apologize for, I mean, it's not really our fault. It's just that Russia voted him in, not Americans. So it's really, it's embarrassing, but I'm trying to, you know, we're trying to make it right.
Yeah, exactly.
You talk, again, I'm reading some of the articles you've already done, but you talk about comedy as a way of coping with pain and suffering. That seems quite an in-depth thing to say. Is that why you do you stand up?
It's very serious. Well, I think it is. I mean, I think that there's a part of it that's about therapy, but there's also a part of it that's really about helping others. And so, you know, you want to be a source of change in the world, and so I love that.
And I guess, obviously, some comedy doesn't go around the world, if you know what I mean, but the topics that you're looking at, I think we're probably just as keen to hear about them over here, certainly the likes of Donald Trump, etc., as they are in America.
I know. Well, it's something that I think everybody needs to unite against, and so I don't know. We're all trying to figure out what the world is supposed to be like with him. I don't understand. I don't know why anybody would get in fights with North Korea either. I mean, I'm Korean, and so I know that Koreans are crazy. Don't mess with them.
do you ever worry about, you know, I don't know, a man in a black suit and sunglasses coming in and saying, excuse me, we need to have a word with you about what you've been saying about President Trump?
I know. Well, it's scary. You know, my friend, Kathy's girlfriend, got in a lot of trouble for that photo where she was holding his decapitated head. I don't know what the problem was. It was just to me like, what, a TBT French Revolution, like, hashtag John the Baptist. Like, what does it matter? But people do get in trouble for making fun of him.
They certainly do. They certainly do. But there is, and you mentioned some of the subjects about, like, Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, and Louis C.K. as well. You know, it just seems to be like there's a bit of an interesting time in the world of celebrity at the moment. And I mean, I suppose it's great that, you know, all these women are coming out and feeling brave and coming out and telling the truth about what's been happening over the last, like, however many years.
Yeah, I mean, I've had so many experiences with that. In 1997, I was once offered $1 million to have sex with a producer, which I don't know why I said no, but now I regret it. Now I'm like, you know, I've never been offered more for it. I thought maybe I would get more, but no, and now the value has gone way down. Now, Black Friday sale.
I'm not quite sure what we're supposed to say to that, to be honest, because it's a bit of a tough one for us. I'm not clever enough to answer that.
I'm interested in Margaret. Is there anything you can't do? Because you're a comedian, you're a writer, you've been in massive Hollywood films, you've been on Dancing with the Stars, you're a singer, you've done your fashion line. Is there anything you can't do?
I can't write my name with my left hand. I really can't write anything with my left hand. So there's a lot I can't do.
Okay. Well, you can certainly see Margaret in a stand-up show. It's called Fresh Off the Bloat. It's the big new UK tour, and it's going to be at the Sheffield Academy on the 1st of December, one of the Rolling Stone magazine's 50 best stand-up comics of all time is going to be here in Sheffield. And we've got tickets for you to go to see Margaret. If you can answer, what big Hollywood film was she in where she starred opposite John Travolta? No clues, no clues. Margaret, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire this morning.
Thank you so much.